Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. And market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Hey, Ernie, what are you doing?
Fixing the truck to haul that pen over for my cows.
Well, my pen's all bent up. Well, it wouldn't hold anything.
Will, too. Betty Lou, my oldest daughter, hasn't left for a week.
Ernie.
I can't get her a new one like yours. I ain't made out of money.
Well, neither am I, Ernie, but I have contacts at Go Bob Pipe and Steel.
You mean you know Super Go Bob? What's he look like?
Well, the prices are super at Go Bob Pipe and Steel. They even helped me draw up the plans for the new corral out there. And then the prices are the best I've seen in months.
You have a cape?
Who?
Super Go Bob.
Oh, Ernie, Go Bob is super at saving folks money on building fence and corrals and lots of other things. You see, when I want my cattle to stay where I put them, I always build pens and fences with Go Bob Pipe and Steel. Why don't you call Go Bob or look him up on the web at GoBob.com?
I'll call and ask for Super Go Bob. I can't wait to talk to that guy.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, we're going to visit a little bit about our livestock futures and ended up with kind of a rough day for the cattle futures yesterday.
We sure did, Dave. The cattle complex continued to slide lower yesterday as it made new lows for the year 2016 and scored triple-digit losses. Now, we also saw cash cattle trade at 133 to 134, both north and south, mostly 134. And we saw the Kansas feed yards move 34,000 head of cattle already this week. That is the most that they have moved in 1 week since March of 2012. Now, the weekly steer carcass dropped 2 pounds to 904 pounds. We saw choice box beef yesterday down 5 cents, but selects were up 35 cents on a total movement of 100 loads. Cattle kill estimated 111,000 head. Cash feeder index was down $1.42, and the lean hogs continue to trade higher and near their highs for 2016. We saw on the close yesterday, Feb live cattle down $1.55, March feeder cattle down $2.42, and February lean hogs were 72 cents higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at our grain futures now. And, boy, talked about the rough day for the cattle futures. Also a rough day yesterday for the wheat futures, both Kansas City and in Chicago.
That's exactly right. We're sure seeing those gains we saw back on Tuesday disappear. Yesterday, the wheat and the corn closed negative with the largest losses, as Dave indicated, in the wheat futures. Only the soybeans managed to close positive yesterday. The grain markets have returned to technical trading as there has been a real lack of price-moving news in the market since our Tuesday USDA reports. Trading overnight has been mostly lower for the grains, and the financial and energy markets are also seeing big downside in the overnight trade. At the moment, we're looking at March KC wheat unchanged. We're looking at March corn up a penny. March soybeans are trading 5 1/4 lower. March cotton's down 29 points. February crude oil down $1.78 at $29.42. We're looking at the March dollar index down 22 cents and March Dow Jones futures down 307 points.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time here today, and we'll check in with you again on Monday. Even though it's Martin Luther King's holiday, we'll still be here to give you an update on all those ag futures. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.